for the mountain pine beetle outbreak in Montana for the last 7 to 8 years. On the 3.3 million acres of forest, we've got about 1.5 million acres that the mountain pine beetle are affecting, anywhere from killing 80 to 90% of the trees in an area down to areas that are only about 20 to 30% affected right now.
Jeez, Bruce, how come? What's going on?
Well, you know, the trees are at that perfect age and diameter that the mountain pine beetle likes. They like trees from 8 inches in diameter on up. They like trees that are 80 years of age or older. And they like trees that are at the elevation of the forest right now. The other thing that has kind of set us up for a mountain pine beetle epidemic is the dry summers that we've had and the low moisture in the wintertime. The lodgepole pine is stressed because of the density of the stands. And so the mountain pine beetle comes in and they can actually smell that stressed effect that the trees are experiencing and go in and start eating into the trees and burrowing in and affecting the trees.
And on top of it all, we haven't had any bitter cold winters in the past few years, yeah?
Exactly. The mountain pine beetle can overwinter very easily in our winters, but once we have temperatures of minus 34 degrees, and that minus 34 has to exist for 3 or 4 days in a row, that will actually kill the mountain pine beetle that are overwintering in the trees. But, you know, we haven't had those kind of temperatures since about 1991, 92, 93 in there. You know, I remember driving over. I used to commute back and forth from Butte to Phillipsburg, where I used to work, and one morning I got there, and the guy said, "What are you doing here?" And it was minus 52 that morning. And it actually had killed a small mountain pine beetle outbreak that started in the Delmo Lake area at that time, and that cold temperature snap kind of wiped that out. And it kind of put it back into an endemic stage where we have a small population always in the forest, but they are only taking out a tree here and there, but they've grown, they've expanded, you know, warm winters and that, they could keep expanding. And here we are today with, you know, a million plus acres of dead lodgepole sprinkled throughout, and mountain pine beetle are enjoying their desserts.
And what's the rate of this devastation? Is it slowing down at all or not?
Well, the Butte area has slowed down. Actually, we kind of got some news over the winter from our mountain pine beetle aerial detection group that told us that the mountain pine beetle became a little bit more active in the Butte area over the last year. That kind of surprises us because we've been eaten out of house and home, but there's a couple of trees here and there that they're finding and taking those out too. So it's not over in the Butte area. They are still here with us, but they're expanding into the Big Hole, the scenic byway area. They're starting to slop over into the Phillipsburg area. The Pintlers, Pioneers, they're moving, I guess what I would have to say, west and south a little bit on us. They've eaten out the Jefferson and the Butte districts to a large extent.
So it sounds like the Beaverhead Deer Lodge then is taking efforts to slow this spread in certain areas, yes?
Yeah, you know, we can't treat the whole forest. Too expensive. And so what we have elected to do on the forest is to treat specific areas, i.e. campgrounds, administrative sites that have large recreational values to them, that we are spraying individual trees in those campgrounds to keep green trees on those sites that we feel are most used recreation sites on the forest, that if we let the mountain pine beetle attack, would create a high hazard condition because most of the trees would be dead. We'd have to clear cut those campgrounds and then start regenerating them back. And in certain campgrounds. We have lost the battle, and Beaver Dam Campground being one of those on the forest, and there are others. And then there are others where we've put a good fight up, and we have saved a significant amount of trees. And those in particular are the Georgetown Lake Campgrounds, and we have others sprinkled across the forest that we've been successful in fighting the mountain pine beetle.
Tell us then about these treatments that are planned.
Well, we are using a product, 7XLR Plus, that we actually use. It's a carbaryl product. We actually have to spray the boles of the trees, and we are treating those trees mainly 8 inches in diameter and up, and we actually saturate the bole of the tree with the chemical by spraying the bole of the tree. We actually close the campground while we're treating those trees. And then that chemical is good on the tree for up to 2 years. We don't have to go back in for 2 years to the campground to retreat and reprotect those trees.
There may be listeners out there who are concerned about the impacts this chemical will have on human, wildlife, and waterway health. What should they know?
Well, you know, we've done an environmental analysis, and we have certain things that we do have to do to protect the public and to keep safeguards in place. We can't spray near open water. We cover all the campgrounds and the restroom facilities, drinking fountains and that, with plastic so the chemical does not get on those. And then the chemical, once we apply that, is very hard for the public to be affected by. On the vegetation, it breaks down quickly. But what's unique about the chemical then is when it's attached to the bark of the tree, it actually stays active. So if a beetle starts chewing on the bark, it will actually ingest that chemical and be affected by the chemical.
Those hormonal packets will be used as well?
Yeah, they're called anti-aggregant pheromone packages. And what they actually do is they mimic the mountain pine beetle's chemical that they produce when a mountain pine beetle attacks a tree. After a certain amount of those mountain pine beetle are into a specific tree, the beetle then sends what is called an anti-aggregant pheromone off, a scent that says, guys, you don't need to come here and attack this tree anymore. You can hit other trees that there are not enough beetles affecting. With the large epidemic populations that we do have of the beetle right now, the anti-aggregant pheromone is less effective because the population is so large that they're just hitting almost every tree.
Okay, regarding the carbaryl spraying, when does, kind of a three-parter here, when does it start, under what conditions, you know, weather circumstances, and how can the public find out more about when and where?
Yeah, we have been trying to start spraying around the 10th of June. We have sent out information to the newspapers of what campgrounds are going to be affected. The public can actually call the district office of the district that they're looking at potentially a campground and using for that weekend or week and see if that campground is planned to be treated that week. Our spray program is affected by rain. We cannot be applying the chemical during a rain event or when the trees are wet or when there's still standing water in the campgrounds. And right now, we have still some standing water in the campgrounds, so we're monitoring those on a daily and weekly basis to make sure that those campgrounds are dry before we go in to spray. Once those campgrounds have dried out, we start spraying in them. We have to close them. And right now, we are trying to spray only Monday through Thursday. It's a real balancing act because we get blown out by rain. If the winds get high, we have to stop until the winds get low enough to where our chemical isn't drifting. We're being really careful with our product to make sure we are creating the safest possible conditions for the public out there.
Last question, and that is, we opened talking about the extensive infestation of the bark beetle on the Beaverhead Deer Lodge. Bruce, is this a losing battle?
Keep somewhat green trees in our campgrounds, it's not a losing battle. You know, across the forest, because of the large-scale epidemic that we have, it is just trying to treat areas that we, either through logging to create safe areas or to reduce the amount of wood that's going to fall on the ground and over time be a fuel hazard for fires, the beetles are going to take their natural course, and we can't do anything about that but protect those highly valued areas the way we are currently doing on the forest. So losing battle, I'd say that no, we're putting up a battle where we need to and want to keep highly valued areas. And the other areas, you know, the beetle are going to take out what they're going to take out. And that's why we've elected just to protect our highly valued areas.
Been speaking with Bruce Schulke, reforestation forester for the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. Bruce, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.